7:30.
Secretary of State Theresa Villiers is holding more talks today with the local political parties to try to resolve the latest crisis at Stormont. But it was in the Assembly chamber itself where the impact of the ministerial resignations has become most clear. Two pieces of legislation, which needed to be moved by ministers yesterday, were unable to go ahead. Laura Truman reports.
The DUP resignations were first referred to by the Speaker, Mitchell McLaughlin, when he officially read Arlene Foster's appointment as Acting First Minister into the record.
I would like to clarify that further to the ministerial resignations I announced yesterday, I have also received notification from the First Minister that pursuant to Section 16A, brackets 11 of the Northern Ireland Act 1998, he has designated Arlene Foster, Minister of Finance and Personnel, to exercise the functions of the First Minister, effective from the 10th of September 2015.
But later, the impact of the resignations became more apparent when two bills which required the Enterprise Minister to move them couldn't take place. The Speaker set out why.
Second stage of the Credit Unions and Cooperative and Community Benefit Societies Bill. This item of business is listed in the name of the Minister of Enterprise, Trade and Investment, and as this ministerial office is vacant, the item of business cannot be moved. Further consideration of the Insolvency Amendment Bill. This item of business is listed in the name of the Minister of Enterprise, Trade and Investment, and as this ministerial office is vacant, the item of business cannot be moved.
There was also no ministerial response to a debate on waiting times. And this was something members, including the SDLP's Fergal McKinney, were keen to raise.
I just wish that my gratefulness to this House to debate this important issue was matched by a DUP health minister who would have welcomed the opportunity to respond. To reflect to the Assembly and to the wider public that he has a plan to deal with a waiting list crisis that is the worst, perhaps, in health service history here for many years. But no, the minister has chosen not to be here. And I would urge all of you in this chamber, in the gallery, and even to those outside this chamber, to focus during this debate on that empty chair.
The comments were reiterated by Sinn Féin's Maeve McLaughlin, who chairs Stormont's Health Committee.
As we debate what is a hugely important issue for society, that a DUP health minister that instead of treating this issue with the accountability and leadership and direction it requires, has treated the issue with contempt by neither being at his desk to take decisions or being in this chamber to outline how he will respond to these criticisms today.
The motion, entitled Crisis in Waiting Times, was tabled by the Ulster Unionist Party. Its Upper Ban MLA Joanne Dobson said the current state of the political institutions was overshadowing the fact that there were more than 300,000 people waiting for a first outpatient appointment, a diagnostic test or inpatient treatment in June this year.
In the midst of yet another crisis facing the institutions, we mustn't forget the thousands of people on a hospital waiting list. Many are growing and increasingly frustrated, and really, who in this chamber can blame them? I can only imagine how exasperating it must be to be told that they could be waiting months, if not years, for a crucial appointment, and then turning on the television in the evening and watching the farcical scenes up here.
The non-appearance of a health minister was less of a concern for NI21's Basil McRae. He instead took issue with the Ulster Unionist Party tabling the motion when its minister had also stepped down.
When you look at who's to blame in the minister not being here, I do think it was leading rather with the chin when you have a UUP minister that is not taking his ministerial seat. In fact, there are some people that would say that particular action precipitated this entire crisis. Now, that may be something that the UUP wish to take credit for. I don't think this is a good plan.
The UUP's former health minister, Michael McGimsey, interjected, saying Mr McRae was off the mark with what he called totally inaccurate remarks. Mr McRae's retort that if the UUP could not take the debate, then it should not have started it, was met with this warning from the Deputy Speaker, John Dallet.
Order, please. On this occasion, I do believe that the member is now wandering desperately away
The DUP also continued its stance of not asking questions of ministers. And it's clear that although the Assembly continues to sit, on some benches it certainly isn't business as usual.